Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode, Season 2, Episode 60 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. We are moving right along, aren't we? I want to welcome you to this mindful moment, your mindful meditation, your mindful motivation, and your inspiration every day. I'm here for you to cheer you on, to bring you a little bit of emotional happiness, to get into your own emotional well-being. Yes, your emotional health. It's an important part of who you are and how you present yourself every day. Our inspirational video that is in the links below is a calming snow. This was actually a late spring snow when I was visiting family in the north coast of the U.S. And it was beautiful to watch through the window. I'm not a snow fan, but I can appreciate snow. I grew up in snow and I no longer try to be around it. Personal preference. But the calming snow and the fact that it was a late spring snow was part of the inspiration for that video and this episode. Say goodbye to the old and get ready for the new. Say goodbye to the old and get ready for the new. Now, depending when you're listening to this, in the Northern Hemisphere, spring is sprung. In the Southern Hemisphere, summer is now turning into fall. So the seasons are changing. What is now is going to be new again. And that getting rid of the old, letting it pass on, and getting ready for something new. Isn't that always something wonderful to hear when you want to read your horoscope or when you want to hear about what's going to happen in my life next? Those moments in time when we're looking for direction. Yes, because when we're looking for direction, that is the answer. Get ready for the new. It's time to change. You've been waiting for it. You've been thinking about it. You just aren't always sure how to get started, but you can sense it. And then there comes a moment where it's beyond sensing, where suddenly you know it's time for change. Something as simple as the weather changing. It's time to change our clothes. Whether it's getting out jackets or it's leaving jackets behind. You know it in your bones. You feel it when it's time for a change. Time for a new career. Time for a move. Time for a new family member. Time to say goodbye to somebody who's passed. Time to say hello to a new way of life. Time for change. But you're ready for it now. That's the difference. You're ready to accept it. The old is finished. It's gone. Now, something new is coming. It's just different, and it can be exciting. There are some people who are afraid of change, and maybe those first couple steps are frightening in whatever way the change may be happening for you. It could be something related to your age. It could be something related to your health that, I'm not ready to deal with this yet, but it's coming. It's coming, and it can be exciting. As the new things are happening, When you start to seek them out, they start to come to you. Just like if you wanted to redecorate, remodel a room in your place. You're thinking about it, you're thinking about it, you're thinking about it. And suddenly, it's the day that it's got to start. You start cleaning out the old things, donating, giving them away, selling, so that you can have a new sense and area and feeling. When you walk into that room, something that brings you joy. Just like having somebody new in your life. Someone, maybe there it's a little tiny person that has come into this world 9 months later. And you get to say hello. Maybe it's somebody that you've met and you're having a relationship with. And you're ready to introduce them to the family. Maybe it's just a new good friend that you are so excited to have. And you're ready for that cup of coffee or that drink, or that come to my house, let's hang out for a little while. It's exciting. Something new and something that you need. And sometimes we don't even realize that we needed it until it happens. That switch goes off and it's been in the back of your mind and boom, here it is. And you've let go. And you've moved forward, and you've done it so easily. Keep taking one step in front of the other, just like you would be if you're actually walking with the walk and talks. Sometimes it's baby steps to get you along the way. Learning, doing, understanding little by little. Sometimes it's leaps and bounds because it comes easy to you and you're ready for it. You're prepared. You've done the planning. And now the new is ready to become the current. The current that you will swim in, the current of the present moment. How fun to just let it be, because it's going to happen sooner or later. And when you're ready, you'll know. You'll be able to let go and move forward. And it's going to be a joyous ride, a joyous place, a joyous baby step by baby step for you on this new adventure, in the new day, in the new spring, and the new people. And the new projects that you're going to be surrounded by. Every day gives you this opportunity. Enjoy it. And take it even to another level. Jot things down during this journey that make you happy. Something you want to remember. So that when you have a tough day, and when you might be reminiscing about this moment, because now it's the old, you have something to go, wow, that was beautiful. Here's a picture of that first day. And look how far I've come since then. How fun to create a marker. How amazing it is to be an observer in your own life. To be a witness to your own life and to your own journey. You're an incredible person, my friend, and you deserve incredible things. So, say goodbye to the old so that you can get ready for the new. My friends, I'm here to cheer you on and be excited for you. If you'd like to share some of your comments, do so below. If you want more mentoring one-on-one, reach out. It's in the comments below, in the notes. I am Avalon, And I want to thank you for taking this time with me and allowing me to be your mindfulness mentor. Until next time.